Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Friday, February 2nd. I'm Luke Vargas for the Wall Street Journal. Intel is delaying the construction timetable of its $20 billion chip manufacturing project in Ohio, a development that people involved in the project say may push back its completion until late 2026. That comes amid market challenges and the slow rollout of U.S. grant money to grow the domestic semiconductor industry. The announcement also comes after Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Co. said that it was delaying production of a $40 billion chip complex in Arizona as negotiations over U.S. subsidies continue. We are exclusively reporting that Mattel, the maker of Barbie, has attracted an activist investor eager to shake up the toy company. The size of Barrington Capital's stake in Mattel isn't known, though its founder said in a letter sent to Mattel's CEO that he thinks the company's share price will continue to underperform unless it explores the sale of Fisher-Price and American Girl, brands that he said were detracting from other successes. Barrington most recently pushed underwear maker Hanesbrands to overhaul its board and consider other ways to boost its stock price. And on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is set to release a revised deal today addressing border security and aid for Ukraine. The package comes after several months of negotiations, as Republicans have pushed for stronger border measures as a condition for supporting $60 billion in Ukraine aid. An initial vote is expected by mid-next week, but even if the bill passes the Senate, it could face a harsh reception in the House. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day with Chinese stocks the only laggards. European shares are moving higher this morning, while U.S. futures are flat ahead of the January employment report due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.